These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Santee is a town of 58,000 souls. This town has one of the lowest crime rates in Southern California. And I must tell you that this could happen in any town in America if it can happen in a town such as Santee.
He was always really nice. He always had a smile on his face. He was always really sweet to me, and I never thought that he would do this. If anything, I would think that he would be the one that's trying to stop it.
I know on your minds is an overriding question, why? Suspect has made statements. I will not share the contents of the statements with you at this time, but there is no real answer. I'm not sure in any real way we will ever know why.
I've got a doctor that follows me around 24 hours a day that comes with a job as a vice president. I've got plenty of exercise equipment. I've lost a good deal of weight over the last several months and expect to lose more. Doing those things a prudent man would do.
Can it happen again? Sure, it can happen again. I think, you know, looking at the glass is half full approach, there's about a 60% chance or so that the vice president will get a very durable, very sustained benefit from this procedure.
In order to make sure our transportation hubs continue to flourish and we continue to fly, I'm issuing an executive order to protect the flying public in a time when Northwest Airlines and the mechanics are having trouble resolving differences.
You know, it's big government, they don't really care. They have their plans, and you know, the heck with the working guy. And you can see that with this president in office today. Well, he wouldn't have done that. And it's a sad day in labor history.
The acts of Lionel Tate were not the playful acts of a child. The acts of Lionel Tate were not the acts born out of immaturity. The acts of Lionel Tate were cold, callous, and indescribably cruel.
Tax relief will put money into the economy and hopefully put an end to the nation's recent surge of layoffs. The faster that we take action, the better off Americans will be. We need to get the medicine to the patient.
What we had hoped is that we could have a budget and measure and be able to make decisions in the framework of what our responsibilities are. But unfortunately, the other side believes that the faster they go, the better it is. And so therefore, we hope to slow down this train so the American people can take a good look at the fraud that's being perpetrated.